around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. now, Eastern time, that is, on Saturday, March 29th, 2025. This is the fastest 2 hours in travel. It is hour two, and today's live broadcast across the United States continues with week 262 of our National Communal Forum. So why other syndicated shows don't do this to invest in their local station relationships, we will never understand it. I don't know. But this is the segment of the show where we talk to our local station. We go local politics and happenings, national matters impacting areas that, you know, where we have affiliates. Yes, we do talk to travel and tourism, obviously, but most importantly, it gives us a chance really to interact with the communities where this show is heard for real-time reports that you're just not going to hear about anywhere else. So holding on that show hotline for us are three of our 600-plus weekly affiliates. Who are they, Mary?
All right, let's welcome Brian Rust, show host with our Panama City, Florida affiliate, FM 101.1 WYOO Radio. We have Joanne Rowley, director of sales with affiliates AM 1240, FM 92.5, and FM 105.5 KRDO Radio. That's in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And Paul Clark, general manager with our Boone, Iowa affiliates, AM 1590 and FM 101.5 KWBG Radio, and that is part of the Des Moines, Iowa DMA.
Yeah, not far from Ames, I think, exactly. So good morning, everyone. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to hear everybody there. Appreciate that. Great having you aboard with us today. So, Brian, we're going to start with you in Florida. After our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise that we just did that had us broadcasting the show from Grenada 2 weeks ago, Mary and I, we flew on to Miami for some meetings. We decided to stay on Ocean Drive there in South Beach. And as we drove into Miami Beach with all the police presence and barricades, we looked at each other and said, you got to be kidding. We should have known better than staying for business in March there in the middle of spring break. It was an interesting scene. I bring it up because your region of Florida in the Panhandle is also a big spring break destination. I'm curious, you know, how the locals like it or don't, the economic impact it has on your area, and really how 2025 spring break so far has been there in Panama City.
Well, you know, spring break here in the Panhandle is not what it used to be. I mean, everybody knows the days of the MTV and Spinnaker and La Vila and, you know, the wild parties and everything else. Well, now that Spinnaker, which has now been demolished, and Club La Vila is no longer open, we've kind of shifted a lot. So we're not a heavy, heavy college destination any longer. We're more of a family-friendly destination. So The locals are liking that a lot better, but we still do get a good chunk of the college spring breakers. You know, we're kind of around that tail end of it right now, and it's actually been a pretty good season this time around. Financially, it's doing better. You know, we took a hit when we got rid of all of the college stuff and tried to go all family friendly, but have dramatically recovered since then, and it's been pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear, and I love the Panhandle beaches. No, I don't think you can beat those
sand
beaches.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
beautiful.
No,
thank you for that report. So let's head out to Colorado Springs. Joanne, I think sometimes your city gets a little overshadowed by Denver and the big ski areas like Aspen, Breckenridge, and Vail. We featured your city actually as one of our destination spotlights not that long ago. You've got a big Air Force base, several Air Force installations there, but just a lot for travelers to enjoy. So with spring here, I'm sure it's starting to look beautiful out where you are. What do you enjoy about both living and working in the area, Joanne, that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, you're right. It's absolutely beautiful here, and our tourist season is starting with the spring. Our largest event here is actually the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, which I don't know if you guys know about it, but it is the largest event of the year. It's actually the second oldest auto race. Yeah. Second to the Indy 500 is the oldest, and this is the 103rd running, and it actually starts at the base, 9,390 feet altitude to 14,100 foot summit. So
wow.
It goes from the base to the top, And this race is, like I said, it's international. It brings tourists from all over the world. It's a 12.42-mile course with 156 turns with no guardrails.
And Joanne, do they get those donuts when they get to the top?
They do. So those high-altitude donuts are the best in the world. I mean, you got to try those.
Exactly.
And we're up there, so we're broadcasting live the entire thing from the base to the 16-mile to the summit, and get to interview these drivers. It's really a lot of fun. And
well, that's a great experience.
Joanne, what are the dates? When is this race?
So that is, it's June 22nd.
Okay.
And it kicks off with Fan Fest in downtown Colorado Springs, and we have like maybe 35,000 people that come to downtown Colorado Springs for
FanFest. So, Joanne, we'll have to follow up on that because we'll talk to RJ about that and make sure the open road that cover that in the show.
Yeah, definitely
something to do. We appreciate that. We do want to make sure we get to Paul. I know we've got Rudy, you want to go, and we want to talk a little Iowa as well today. And then we'll come back to all of you because we have another question we want to ask to wrap this.
Well, I know there aren't a lot of hills in Iowa, and it's not quite a spring break, a destination, Boone, Iowa. But, Paul, first of all, Robert told me before he went on the air that the town is named after the son of Daniel Boone.
Nathaniel.
How did that come to be?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, it's like a lot of towns. The movers and shakers got to name things after themselves. You know, he was part of the railroad push, the railroad expansion, and this was one of the main trunk lines. It's now the Union Pacific Railroad, but of course it's been through different brand names and different incarnations. But the original name of the town was actually called Boonesboro, and then at some point along the way it was just shortened to Boone. As the railroad was being laid out and the towns were being platted, they named a lot of the towns. Sometimes they named them after themselves. Sometimes they named them after somebody they knew. Sometimes they named them after somebody famous. But
Paul, let me interrupt. You have a festival for in honor of the railroad. Can you give us two sentences on that? The Puffer?
Yeah. Like most communities, we have an annual festival here. It's called Puffer Billy Days. And Puffer Billy is just an old slang term for a steam engine, Puffer Billy or Puffer Belly. And, we do that the third weekend in September.
Real quick, Paul, this is going to go. Paul, Joanne, Brian, if someone's road tripping there, give me one thing they must do that they don't want to miss out on. Paul?
Ledges State Park. It's a few miles south of Boone. It's 100 years old, and it is just one of the most amazing parks. If you're a hiker, absolutely love it.
Joanne?
I would say Garden of the Gods. It's absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Brian, real quick, for Panama City.
It's easy. It's the world's most beautiful beaches.
Yep.
We agree.
Yeah,
well, and by the way, you all got that in. I appreciate Bobby appreciates that, our engineer, because we got it in. Listen, it goes by quickly on this. Thank you so much for being an affiliate of the program. Thank you for being part of today's National Communal Forum. We hope you have a great rest of the weekend. Love being part of your communities. Folks, after this sponsor's break, the personal connection is coming your way as we get into guided travel. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service and it's 100% confidential. Visit tnusa.com/carry or call 800-958-1000 or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine.
It's a moment of peace. SimpliSafe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplisafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplisafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, here we go with today's personal connection as the fastest 2 hours in travel moves right along, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your travel plans, so whether your next adventure is a long or a short getaway, maybe it's an international trip or even a domestic trip, do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/carry.
We always have that when we're on the move, folks. Packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan is one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues, including trip cancellations, interruptions, and delays. There's work-related cancellations, lost or delayed baggage. Maybe it's medical expenses and evacuations that you're going to need. Translation services always come in handy. Passport or ticket replacement, prescription replacement, roadside assistance. Bottom line, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7, a lot more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. You hear us talk about sustaining show partner Colette pretty often here on the program. We respect they're a third-generation family-owned business, and both Executive Chairman Dan Sullivan and his daughter and current CEO Jacqueline Leibel-Cote, they've joined us a number of times on air over the years. And as you heard Robert say last hour during our Destination Spotlight on California, Colette's the longest-running tour operator in North America, and we know how much they pride themselves on integrity and strong relationships in travel. So if you haven't gone guided with Colette, this is a good time to listen up. One of their senior directors, Diana Ditto, joins us now for today's personal connection as we look to break some of the tour stereotypes and get into her love of guided travel.
Well, we are going to do just that, Mary. Diana, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Hi there.
Well, nice to have you here with us this morning. So, you know, Mary and I were talking before the show today. It's not often that we interview someone who's working directly in the field of travel that they first experienced during their childhood. You know, we're told that you took your first guided tour with Colette to Ireland at age 11. That makes us, frankly, think about the places Mary and I have traveled with our sons. And today, both of them are now tethered to the world of travel as well. So you've worked in the travel touring field for a number of years, I think 12 of them in various roles at Colette. So talk with us about how that early experience made such an impression on you, and I'd enjoy hearing how you describe your passion for traveling guided.
I had a fantastic experience going on tour with my mother when I was 11 years old. We went to Ireland, which is my ancestral family home, and one of the things I absolutely loved was our tour manager was such a great storyteller. The Irish often are. And he really brought the history of the country to life. And even at, you know, age 11, when you think, oh, kids really aren't into history, I loved it. And I also loved being able to just look out the window, relax, take in all of the scenery, you know, and fast forward as an adult, I still love to look out the window when I'm driving. And it can be quite perilous at times. So, you know, even just from a safety standpoint, going guided and being able to look out the window and take it all in without having to worry about, you know, making a turn or going on the right side of the road. It's really one of the pluses.
Well, like Robert said, it's just not too many people we talk to in travel. I just think it's terrific that you you did that at age 11, and here you are, a senior director with the company. So anyway, let's talk about some of the misconceptions about guided tours that I think exist for some travelers that go back maybe years ago compared to what's available today with a guided tour. There are many ways to go guided. We'll get to some of that in a minute. But first, Diana, in general, what are some of the biggest myths or misconceptions that you find that travelers may have about taking tours that you can dispel for our listeners?
There are so many, but Mary, let's just focus on the top two. And I do want to, you know, preface this by saying the guided tour, you know, your grandmother's guided tour type thing, or this guided tour of the 1980s really is a thing of the past. And the biggest change that we've seen is this idea that you're going to be seeing Europe from the seat of a coach, you know, seeing all of Europe in 10 days. Our travelers have told us loud and clear that they want to slow down, they want to explore more regionally and really dive deep. So that's the first change, this, you know, doing away with the go, go, go pacing, the one night stays, all of that. Travelers want to slow down, and we've listened. The second biggest change is this idea that guided tours are cookie cutter, or they're touristy, or you're just going to be, you know, following the flag and really having very limited engagement with locals. Our tours are chock full of free time, so you do have the opportunity to explore on your own. Because guided tours today are more slowed down, it does provide opportunity to have more of those robust local experiences with people. So those are the two of the biggest changes we're seeing.
So let's build on that with all of the themes that you just mentioned. Let's talk about the Colette Spotlight Tours, because tour companies were seeing travelers wanting to spend more time in destinations prior to the pandemic, but that's certainly only accelerated over the past 5 years. Like any successful company, not only have you guys really adapted, but you really got out in front of it with these Spotlight Tours where you focus on single destinations. It's one of your fastest growing products. Explain why you think they're resonating so well with travelers, and share some of the special features of what people can expect on a Spotlight Tour.
Great question. For some of the same reasons that travelers love cruising, they love our Spotlight Tours. You only have to unpack once. There is a luxury in that. The other thing travelers love is sort of what I hinted at earlier, this opportunity to slow down and to dive deep. When you're in a destination for 5, 6, 7 nights, it really can become personal to you, and you can, you know, find a little corner cafe that you enjoy popping into every day or whatever it is. And so those two reasons really are why we've seen Spotlights grow as quickly as they have.
So, you know, Diana, so this is the personal connection segment of our show. It's where we talk about the transformational aspect of travel, you know, its impact on us or society or our personal passions, you know, for places and a lot more. And we've certainly covered a little bit of that with you already. But, you know, like Mary and me, I mean, travelers, they love Europe. We're just back from the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise, and that area of the world, along with Mexico, are certainly popular. But here in the U.S., the range and diversity of offerings available to experience, I mean, it's vast. Last year, I recall, for example, we interviewed one of your guides, Joel Holtley, and we discussed things to see and do as part of your South Dakota Spotlight Tours. Last hour, we covered California as part of our Destination Spotlight series, and I say, you know, that state alone offers more for travelers than most countries, but, you know, we enjoy Virginia or Florida or Michigan or Texas, Tennessee, I mean, Rhode Island, Alabama, Hawaii, an array of other states. What are some of the areas in the United States that you encourage travelers to put on their radar?
Well, we have a great tour that goes to Mackinac Island, and I've been fortunate to visit twice, and that is a really special place.
Yeah.
So it starts in Chicago, it ends in Dearborn, and right in the middle of the tour, when we reach the northern part of Michigan, we spend 2 nights at the Grand Hotel in Mackinac Island, and that is an American gem. We also have a tour that explores the Mid-Atlantic, and it spends 2 nights at the Greenbrier, which is another one of these iconic properties. Mm-hmm. So those are two tours that are great. There's one other thing I always tell Americans specifically is you can see the Northern Lights, 90% chance of seeing the Northern Lights in Fairbanks, Alaska. So you don't need a passport. You don't have to go international to Iceland or to Scandinavia to see the Northern Lights. You have one of the best chances to see them right here in Alaska. And we have a tour that goes up and spends 3 nights in Fairbanks and explores other parts of the state. And that's great, too. Travelers love that, particularly those on the West Coast.
You know, I love when you say Mackinac, we agree 100%. Love the place.
I've
had a great
love
time.
It. Yeah.
Greenbrier,
and
though.
The Greenbrier.
You know, last year we were at the Homestead nearby. It's another location that's there. But Fairbanks, we're going to be there with Show Fans Mary in August.
And hope to see them. Yeah.
Absolutely. Agreed.
So, Diana, Colette takes travelers to all 7 continents. We have about 1.5 minutes left. But I know as travelers, we all have destinations we still want to get to. Where in the world, Diana, would that be for you? Where's a place that you haven't been yet that is on your list?
Oh, so many. I have never done an African safari. So that is absolutely on my bucket list. What we're seeing from travelers more and more, Mary and Rob, is that, you know, the African safari no longer is kind of one and done trip of a lifetime. People are doing Southern Africa, then Eastern Africa, then Namibia. So that is where I'm hoping to head sooner rather than later.
And of course, with Colette, because there's a huge presence there.
We do. We have five incredible tours and great product. It's some of our highest scoring product in terms of traveler excellence. So hopefully I can get there. But I have three little ones, or two little ones and a third on the way. So it may be, it may be a little wild.
Yeah. All right. Something to look forward to.
That,
we have lots to look forward to with one on the way.
I was going to say, Mary and I, we spent so much, we went and really enjoyed Australia. And while we were there, we should have gone to New Zealand, but we didn't. I know we talk about that.
Yeah.
Malta is something else that we talk about as well for us. But we could go on. There's just so much to talk about, Diana, for sure. But we really appreciate you spending some of your Saturday morning with us. We enjoy the partnership that we have. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, interesting conversation there, Mary, with Diana. Folks, to go guided with Colette, you hear us say it all the time, but you just go to their website, Colette.com. You can also just go Colette.com, and that will forward over to Colette.com. Up next, well, we're going to go into the right stuff. Rudy will be back with us. Then Mary and I are going to answer some emails that you've sent in to us. We've got a big stack. I don't think we'll get to them all today, but we'll do the best that we can. And we're going to delve into adult gap years as well. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at amac.us/carry. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. Well, the April 15th tax deadline is just over 2 weeks away and coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is aggressive in collections, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Waiting to get caught can make you look like a tax evader, and that would not end well. Wage garnishments, bank levies, even property seizures are on the table. But it won't be as bad as you think if you deal with it now. However, going up against the IRS alone is a mistake, which is why we urge you to take my advice and call the experts at Tax Network USA. They know the system inside and out and have an edge, a preferred direct line to the IRS, which means they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid, and that benefits you. So whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, their genius strategies are designed to quickly settle tax problems in your favor. Their attorneys and negotiators have already resolved more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they'll step up to help you too. But you need to move fast, as April 15th is coming quickly. Talk with one of their strategists today, because it's free to just talk to them and see if this fits your needs. So stop looking over your shoulder, worrying about when the other shoe will drop. Just put this behind you by calling 800-958-1000. That's 800-958-1000. Or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. All right, now I want you to take a deep breath, and unless you're driving, close your eyes and imagine climbing Mount Everest. Now imagine climbing it, say a half a dozen times. And imagine that you reach the top without the aid of any supplemental oxygen. Well, our next guest is the first American woman to climb that fearsome mountain without the aid of extra oxygen, which is a very big deal, let me tell you. And she's our guest for this weekend's Right Stuff segment, because she's written a new book that's quite affecting, and I just found it riveting. The title is Enough, subtitled Climbing Toward a True Self on Mount Everest. So let's get right to it. Melissa Arno is the author and the woman about whom I speak. She lives in the state of Washington. She has two children. And Melissa is 41. I asked her that before the show because I wanted to put some of this in perspective. Melissa, it's an honor to have you as a guest. I know everybody says they climb. Why do you climb a mountain? Because it's there. You had some childhood issues that drove you for a good part of your life, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I started out really wanting freedom and the wildness that nature could provide me while also deeply craving a container that felt safe because I grew up in a childhood that had a lot of conflict and I didn't always feel safe.
And you, as you moved into adulthood, you sort of got interested in climbing and that escalated, obviously, to a great extent. But even then, even after you'd climbed Everest a few times, even if you had, you climbed everything, you found yourself having a number of relationships that weren't very satisfying. You did get divorced. What was the demon that kept driving you and made you feel incapable of a full life and how did climbing a mountain at least postpone that realization?
You know, I think I started out really craving a deep sense of belonging. I think it's something that most people can relate to. And I also sort of fell prey to this trap of belief that I could achieve my way into belonging, that once I got to the summit, then I would belong, then I would be enough. Once I got married, then it would be enough. And I think that's a really common background noise in a lot of people's lives. And for me, very unsatisfyingly, I kept finding out that that was not the case, that I actually had to do that healing work first, and then getting to the summit would actually feel like what it was, which was this wonderful adventure and true reward. But it didn't feel that way for me so much of my life. It felt like a punishment in some ways that I deserved with an outcome that was never satisfying.
It's not just your book is not just a personal examination of your very revelatory book about yourself. I mean, you saw stuff. I mean, you were on Everest when a very famous Russian climber died in 2013 on the mountain. You saw frozen bodies when climbing, which many climbers do because it's a treacherous mountain. Then you came to some sort of understanding because you stood in front of a Buddhist sculpture of someone called the Green Tara. Can you give me a 2-sentence description of the Green Tara?
Yeah, the Green Tara is a female incarnation of a Buddha, and she's sort of the mother of liberation. And at my darkest point, I came across her in a really, dark, dingy monastery in Tibet, and it was the light that I needed. It really, started to add light and color back to my life from that point.
And you said, you wrote in your book, after 7 seasons on Everest, after multiple failed relationships, after a divorce, after a long estrangement from your parents, that the Green Tara filled you with light and warmth.
Yeah, I think I really was craving permission to forgive myself for the mistakes that I had made and permission to know that you can be imperfect, you can be a flawed person, and you still are deserving of really great things. And my whole life, I had never found that. And this, it's kind of simple, but this incarnation of this Buddha really just gave me that permission I needed to start that journey of healing.
We only have 45 seconds left. It's unfair of me to ask you, but how did you feel when you hit the top of the mountain? Again, in 3 sentences.
Terrified because I have to get back down, which is
true.
The most important part. Yeah, so I always celebrate when I return to base camp. Every really successful trip should be a round trip, and luckily I've been able to make that round trip 6 times.
It's a fascinating story. The book is called Enough, Climbing Toward a True Self on Mount Everest, and Melissa Arno is the author and our guest at Right Stuff. Melissa, are you going to climb Mount Everest ever again, do you think?
I'd say it's always possible. I never want to say never. I'm always going to be drawn towards whatever adventure my curiosity takes me toward.
It's a delight to have you on today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rudy.
It's a great read. Enough. Subtitled Climbing Toward a True Self on Mount Everest. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
With 8 of our 10 segments now behind us, everyone, Mary and I are going to spend these next 6 minutes with you answering listener emails right now. And we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
And here's some good news. Our syndication team at SSI was alerted just this week that the big mega sale has been extended. They've added some great items for additional savings. For example, you can save $40 on new spring MyPillow bed sheets, any size, any color. And just in time for Easter, save 30% off the new MyCrosses. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. You can also get the 6-piece bath towel sets for only $39.98. Initial quantities are extremely low, so get them before they go. And standard MyPillows are just $17.98 in all orders over $75. Get free shipping.
I'm going to add that the delicious 100% Arabica and organic coffee, it comes in whole bean, ground, or pods, whatever you need. It's 50% off, right? So go to MyPillow.com/Carrie. You'll get all of our show savings on the items we just mentioned and so much more. Use code Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, Mary, we are going to dive into these emails. Email number one is from Beth, who listens to us in the Phoenix area. That's our local affiliates, AM 960 KKNT or AM 1510 and FM 105. 105.3 KFNN radio. Beth is asking a question that we get pretty frequently. She says the following. Hello, traveling Carries. I followed every part of your wonderful Caribbean cruise, and I wish I was able to travel with you in August up in Alaska. It's a place I've always wanted to go, but I'm currently taking care of my 86-year-old mother who is undergoing cancer treatments. Sorry about that, Beth. I've been flying my kids and other family in to spend time with mom. Flight prices are stubbornly high, and I'm wondering, when is the best time to buy an airline ticket and get the best price? Thanks for considering my question.
Okay. Well, first of all, Beth, hopefully someday you can travel with us, but certainly thinking of you as you care for your mom. You know, as Robert said, the question you asked, we do get it pretty frequently. We understand why. You're right. Flights are really expensive right now. There's really not any deals out there. They're hard to find. Flights are full. So for the longest time, our answer was 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday morning. After the airlines reset their systems on Mondays from all the activity that happened, you know, over the weekend, and in some cases that might still work, but anyone who's taken a flight recently has noticed that every plane is full. That is not an accident. Airlines have worked hard on the science of cutting capacity and monetizing flights more successfully. And really, in most cases today, with all the technology, computers can accurately predict who wants to fly, on what routes they're flying, and what times. So this is all a major factor in why the seats are now filled and prices remain high. But I would recommend booking at least a month in advance. 2 to 3 is really the sweet spot.
All right, I'm agreeing with that. But I think Beth Mary answered that part of your question. I'm just going to add, you know, the reason you're finding it hard to score last-minute bargains anymore, if you're thinking the airlines are going to drop prices to fill their planes, they're not. The reality is the seats are pretty much all gone for the most part, even the dreaded middle seats out there, okay? So if you see a flight, you feel, you know, it's something you can accept, you're comfortable with the price, don't procrastinate and wait to buy hoping for some discount. If you do, you're probably going to pay the price. So we'll move on to email number two.
That's so true. You really don't see a lot of empty middle seats anymore.
They're all full. Email number two is from Jensen, who listens to us in Union, Wisconsin. That's our local Madison area affiliate, AM 1230 and FM 92.7 WCLO radio. Jensen's question is, I've been having this back and forth debate with a colleague at work, and I'm hoping you'll give us both some of your thoughts on this matter. I believe a vacation should be something you do to get away from the daily grind and veg, or at least do what makes you happy to recharge the batteries. This is how my husband and I have done things for 22 years, and it's worked great. I don't want to give my colleague's name, as I'm sure she'd be embarrassed, but her position is vacation should make you uncomfortable. You should limit your choices to stay committed and come back exhausted. I listen religiously to your show on Saturdays every week, and no matter how you answer this question, I'll still be tuned in, I promise.
That's funny.
Great. Jensen, thank you. I can see Mary smiling.
Okay, I'm right out of the gates. You're both right. You both have the perfect way to approach a vacation for you. We're all different. There have been times in our life where Robert and I have seen 4 cities in Europe in 1 week. We've come back exhausted, but felt great about it. But you know, as we discussed earlier this hour with Colette, a lot of people feel the way you do. And I agree. I like single destinations more these days where I have ample time to relax, immerse locally. I will never say no to a beach vacation near the water. You know, Robert, sometimes we've pushed ourselves to really go full force. But
listen, we've walked 6 or 8 miles a day sometimes.
Of course, we have. But travel is different for everyone. I say you should both just enjoy your own way of traveling, but remain open when you travel because you can change your mindset on a dime and add or subtract.
Listen, what we love about travel, I agree with you on that. There's no right or wrong way to travel, okay? And now, I'm not trying to be neutral here. Certainly anyone who knows me, you know, they'll never call me vanilla. I don't know how well you know your workmate there, Beth, but I do have a suggestion. You know, why don't you take a trip together, do one her way and another your way, okay? You know, since you listen regularly, you know, Mary and I, we love islands and the beach. We're just back from the big Let's Go, you know, America tour in the Caribbean. Cruises can be exhausting, right? I mean, there's no question about that, but we gravitate to that. But some of our best experiences have been skiing in Canada, snowmobiling across glaciers in Iceland and so forth. So there are times we can certainly go and just veg, as Beth says, and have a great time. But theme parks can be exhausting. I mean, we could go on and on. But frankly, again, there's no right or wrong way to travel. It all depends on what you want to do or don't. So we're going to leave it there for today. Keep sending us your travel questions at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Thank you, Beth and Jensen, for today's emails. Really appreciate it. This is RM World Travel. We'll be back in 180 seconds to talk gap years. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming right back.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Craig, for answering emails and now discussing adult gap years is the leap we're going to make. And today's J-Block, folks, will be sponsored by TakeLean.com.
Are you a yo-yo dieter? You diet, lose weight, and you gain it all back, plus a few extra pounds. Then you lose it, and you gain it again and again. Not only is this frustrating, it's also dangerous. Studies show it can increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and a lot of other health problems. Breaking free of your yo-yo diet pattern is the main reason doctors created Lean. This is a healthy supplement. It's not an injection, and you don't need a prescription. The science behind this product is impressive. They've used studied natural ingredients to target weight loss in three powerful ways. Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar, it helps control appetite and cravings, and it helps burn fat by converting fat into energy.
Yeah, and listen, folks, it's a great product. It comes from the folks at Field of Greens you hear us talk about. So right now, if you're tired of losing weight and gaining it all back, if you want to lose some meaningful weight at a healthy pace, this product was created for you. As a show fan, we're going to help you get started with 20% off when you use promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com or go to RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. Now, Sean Keener, the CEO and co-founder of Boots and All Travel Network, which owns Airtrex, who helps travelers book complex international flights, joins us for a conversation on adult gap years.
Greetings, Sean. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Grateful to be here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. So listen, we're going to get right into this, and we are going to get into the adult gap years in a minute. But to help set the stage for everyone listening around the country, I'd like you to first give us a brief snapshot of the company you founded and how you've helped travelers travel.
Totally. I founded a company called the Boots and All Travel Network about 26 years ago with some friends, Robert and Mary. And in 2013, we acquired Airtrex, which I think at the time was probably the world's premier around the world or complex multi-stop international airfare agency. And we've just brought new technology and automated that buying and helping travelers process, which in many cases are adult gap years.
Mm-hmm. So perfect transition. Sean, we could talk about a variety of travel topics with you, but as you just said, adult gap years is the topic for today. I know you're personally a big believer in gap years and long-term travel for self-discovery at different points in people's lives, but talk about why an adult gap year could be a good thing for someone.
Oh my, there's so many reasons why. We've helped probably, I'd say, well over a million people in the past 25 years do long-term trips, which in many cases are, you know, the equivalent of a student gap year, but an adult gap year. Why might someone want to do that? Well, you know, oftentimes we'll see people, they get divorced, they lost their job, they sold their company, their kids left the home, and they just don't want to wait until retirement to see the world because, you know, you never know where health is going to go. So there's a lot of different reasons to do in a gap year. And I was just talking to one of my colleagues the other day. We don't have any examples of people that wish they didn't do it. No one regrets it on their deathbed, that's for sure.
Yeah, and again, I think most people are familiar with student gap years, right? I mean, but we're not talking about people that are taking sabbaticals, right? If they're in education, sometimes people are familiar with that. You know, give us a little more of an idea. Maybe these are people looking for a new career move, but maybe we're seeing more adults, obviously, working remotely, so that could be factoring in. Give us a little idea of more of these folks.
You know, there's definitely the, let's call it the younger generation. I'm 52 now, Robert, Mary, and, you know, let's say folks 40 and below who grew up with the internet, the digital nomad movement where you can live in another country, work remotely for Microsoft or whoever, and just travel the world. So that's one way of doing it. A lot of people do take sabbaticals, though, which can be a gap year oriented trip where maybe you want to see the seven best wine regions of the world and you and your partner want to go and spend, you know, a week in each place or a month in each place and really get to know. Yeah. So those are two ideas, but there's so many more.
Right? Well, that was a good example. I like that one. Talk about cost with us. We respect it depends, of course, where in the world that they're going. But in your experience, what are some destinations considered fairly reasonable for a life move like this?
Totally. I mean, developed countries and or world-class cities. So think about the New Yorks, the Parises, the Londons, you know, even in Asia now, if you go to Beijing, Shanghai, I mean, it can be still pretty expensive. Once you get out of these major hubs and into more rural or small cities, the cost can go way down. So I would say probably as little as maybe $3,000 a month you can do it if you're on a super duper budget. And of course, if you take a private plane around the world, it could be, you know, $100,000 a month, not to scare people off, but, you know, it ranges.
There's a gap.
And Sean, you know, again, we're saying, you know, adult gap years, but if somebody just can go for 6 months or so, they can do that as well, yes?
They totally can. They totally can. You could do it for 3 months. Some people even think of, like, you know, 6 to 8 weeks can be. And it could even be 3 weeks, right? Because I think a lot of Americans think of a vacation. If you get 2 weeks in a row, that's, like, huge.
Yeah.
3 weeks, 6 weeks, well, 8 weeks, whatever you can fit in. Awesome.
Go do it. Well, whether it's gap years, gap quarters, you know, gap whatever. All right. So listen, I want to give the website to folks that are listening right now. Find out more information, airtreks.com, airtreks, and that's T-R-E-K-S.com. Sean, nice connecting with you today. I'm sure we'll do that again sometime soon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Robert and Mary. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, well, folks, listen, we hope you also enjoy a great rest of the weekend, a great rest of today as well. That's going to do it for this March 29th broadcast. Until next Saturday, April 5th, we're into quarter two already. We'll be back at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, whatever you may be doing out there, well, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.